Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Friday 13th. I thought my Friday the 13th was going to kick off beautifully this morning, because as I was coming into work, just before I got on the M6, or I got on the M6 at Ashton, there was a motorway police car came past me in the opposite direction. Normal speed and everything. I went past it. Next thing I could see in my rearview mirror, it did a three-point turn, lights on, blues on, siren on. I'm thinking, what have I done? You know when you get that feeling, you think, I'm surely I've not done anything wrong here. Well, I wasn't breaking the speed limit. Only the other day I had all the bulbs replaced on my car because a couple of them went. I was thinking, can't be that. What have I done wrong? But my heart started pounding. I was thinking, I felt so guilty and I'd done nothing. Thankfully, it flew past me and then went somewhere else. But just for a moment, panic set in. So, yes, it's the 13th of November today, which, obviously, it's Friday the 13th, which is bad enough. But what also is quite bad about today is that it's the 100 days to go until my 40th birthday.
Yeah.
It's sort of hanging over me. I don't know why it's hanging over me, because I started going grey a little while ago, so I already feel like I'm heading towards middle age. The kids drive me nuts most of the time. I'm henpecked. So I feel like middle age has been on me for a little while now, so 40 shouldn't be that much of a thing, should it? But whoever you speak to, however you try and deny it, I always think 40, it always seems like a bit of a milestone. When you're a kid, you look at people who are 40 and think, oh, my goodness, they're so old. And now, in my head, I'm still reasonably young. I mean, there are some mornings I get up at 4:15 and think, oh, dear me, I'm not that young, but I still fit in my head. Do you feel that? You know? I did yesterday. I went around a few websites and looked up a few of these things. Not a bucket list, because that sounds really bad, doesn't it? But, like, things to do before you're 40, OK? And I found this one list, 20 things to do before you're 40. And, right, I've got 100... look at the rain. I've got 100 days to try and cram in some of these things. Now, read the entire Bible cover to cover. Now, I go to church, but I can confess that I've never read the Bible cover to cover. I don't think I'm going to manage that between now and February 21st. See my favourite band live, done that. Run a marathon or some kind of endurance race. Well, I did a 5K, so I'm going to tick that off. Watch the top 100 films of all time. Well, that's another list I'll have to print off. I reckon I've seen most of them, but there's probably a few I've got to pick out. Pick a country and go and visit. Well, I've done a few. Speak a second language. Well, I'll do a bit of French and German, so I've done that. Like this one. This is a good idea. Write letters to the 5 people who've most impacted your life. I think I'm going to do that. Now, watch every second of a few great TV shows. Watch every season of a few great TV shows. Well, I've done a few of those. Give away something really expensive. You're joking. I don't own anything expensive. Make amends with enemies. I've got too many. Maybe I'll have to find one or two. Apply for your dream job. I'm doing it. Take to the stage. Done that. Did that last night. 100 times. Go on a road trip of at least 1,000 miles. Well, we went to Norfolk once. Does that count? Felt like 1,000 miles. Donna was 7 months pregnant at the time. Write a short story. Now, I think I'll give that a crack. So I'm going to write a short story. I'm going to write. So I've got a bit of writing to do here, haven't I? Go on a mission. No. Really? Got to go on a... Oh. I don't think I've got time to cram that in. Learn to play a musical instrument. Well, I play the keyboard, so that's all right. Find a mentor. Really? Memorise the Lord's Prayer. Well, I can do that. Face your fear. I don't know have I got a fear? I don't know if I've got a fear. Heights are starting to get to me, weirdly. And sponsor a child. Well, we do that. So I've got to face a fear. I've got to write letters to the 5 people who have most impacted my life. And I've got to write a short story. That's not too bad, is it? I'll probably cope with that in the next 100 days. What would you have to do before you were 40, huh? Morning to you, by the way. If you came out to support the Wigan Christmas light switch on last night, it was so wet. I couldn't believe so many of you stuck around so long. But thank you for doing that. Alicia Dixon coming on at the end, and the rainwater getting into the power and everything. We had to turn things off and then turn them back on again. So for getting through it, everyone was a star last night. It was really good. So thank you so much for coming along and supporting the Wigan Christmas light switch on last night. We had a few people down. Shall we hear from a few of them? Okay, so here's the people that were in the crowd last night. Yeah. This is what happened when we tried to coordinate a festive ho ho ho. Have a listen to it. It was like a Mexican wave. Ho ho ho. Didn't quite work, did it? Sort of getting there.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Johnny. On your daily commute from where to where?
From Standish to Cheadle.
Standish to Cheadle. Oh, crikey, that's a bit of a trek, isn't it, this morning?
Absolutely.
All right, and what do you do for a living, Johnny?
I'm a salesman. I sell sports hospitality.
Oh, really? OK. Well, so most popular sport is?
Football, a bit of tennis at the moment.
A tennis, did you say?
Tennis, yeah. I've got the Barclays ATP.
Of course.
World Tour final starting next week.
Is that down at the O2? Is that the one down at the
O2? It is indeed.
Yeah, very good. Okay, I think they did the draw for that. Andy Murray's, he's got off all right, I think, actually, in his draw. He might be all right to get through.
As long as he doesn't drop out. Yeah.
Well, yes, that is the worry, isn't it? Okay, Johnny, well, good to have you on this morning. Let's see if we can win you the family. We've got a couple of tickets up for grabs here for City World St Helens, all right? So our lyric this morning and all this week come from the kids at Maris Bridge Primary School in Wigan. Here is our final lyric of the week.
Hi, my name's Ella and this is my lyric. I believe in you, you know the door to my very soul. You're the light in my deepest, darkest hour. You're my saviour when I fall.
So, Johnny, what's the song? Who sings it?
It's How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees, or Take That.
Take That, let's go with Take That, yeah.
I believe in you.
Very good. Well done, Johnny. Thanks for calling up. Well done. You got yourself a couple of tickets for Cineworld. So well done. Anyone you want to say hi to while you're on with us this morning, Johnny?
I'd like to say hi to my wife, Nicola, and the two boys, Jacob and Oliver.
Brilliant. Have a great weekend, Johnny. Thanks for coming up.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot.
If you're just taking the kids off to school, you have today, and then 25 more school runs before the Christmas holidays. They're coming soon. I know Finn will be getting ready to go to school right now. I haven't seen my little lad much. I've seen him on and off for the last 48 hours. It's been a bit chaotic in our house. A little girl was in hospital. Well, I say a little girl. She's not little. She's still my little girl. Having her appendix out on Wednesday. She came home yesterday afternoon. She's on the recovery. So looking after her, shuffling between here and Wiston, work, switching the lights on last night. I've only seen Finn very briefly. But he was telling me yesterday about his first PE lesson. He had his first PE lesson at school this week. He said, Dad, we did jumping and we did dancing and I was very good at skipping. The things you do in PE at primary school. So he loved that. And I was thinking, here starts 12 years of that stale, sweaty smell that you only get in a school sports hall. It's unique, isn't it? You don't get that smell anywhere else in the world, do you? Apart from when kids have done PE in the school hall. You must just become immune to it if you're a teacher, do you? They just bypass your senses. 23 minutes to nine. Travel next.
Milo in the morning with Arnold Clark. It's about fun on the school run. Visit arnoldclark.com. Wish FM.